Hey everybody, Josh Sigerton of World Alternative Media here, and the USDA is faking a food crisis, bird flu, as they claim that we're going to see this illness kill 100 times more than COVID, as they claim. It's such a hoax. It's such absolute nonsense. But the evidence is coming out that this is all falsified. Obviously, we know that this kind of stuff is falsified, but the evidence is blatantly out there right in front of our faces. It says USDA using unreliable PCR testing to depopulate poultry farms, crippling the US food supply. This is one of the biggest parts of the agenda. And this is why I always say that all these things, from COVID to the climate insanity and the cults, as well as World War III, and all these things connect, and they're all part of the same puzzle, because each and every one of them contributes to this move towards CBDCs and carbon credits and social credits and 15-minute cities and the complete enslavement of humanity, utilizing, of course, technocracy. This is happening as they go for the Welsh people's land, as they go after Welsh farmers trying to take 20% of their land in order to plant trees and stuff. Well, if that's the excuse, it's real strange, because of course Bill Gates himself says that he wants to get rid of trees and bury 70 million acres in order to stop climate change. Which one is it, my friends? Which one is it? What if it's neither? And how about we can continue allowing people to grow food so humanity doesn't starve and fall into complete dependence to the state? Meanwhile, Biden's LNG export embargo hurts farmers too. In Pennsylvania, more than $193 million was paid to farmers and landowners due to liquefied natural gas exports, and the amount paid in Ohio to landowners was $181 million. They are going for the throat everywhere. They brought in insane climate restrictions last year that go after all the farms in the United States, just like they have in Canada, just like they have in Ireland and Wales and England and Scotland, just like they have in the Netherlands, of course, one of the most obvious examples, just like they have in France and Spain, as they roll out a complete collapse of civilization for the Great Reset. We're going to go into that and much more today, my friends. But before we do, I urge people, as always, check those links below and get prepared today for what they are planning for you. Go to heavensharvest.com for long-term storable food that's non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, WAM, and you get free shipping on much of these, 5% off on your order when you use code WAM. This is how you get prepared and how you aren't dependent on them later. Eating bug food and eating mRNA infused foods, because that is what they have planned for you. And what they don't expect is for you to be prepared and you to actually be able to stand for yourself. And there's two things that you could do in order to do that. It's having storable foods, of course, and having not having your money in the bank completely. Obviously, some people have the need to have some in there, but not being dependent on the banking system, not being dependent on grocery stores, and of course, having self-defense. That's obvious too. So check those links for that. And if you want to ensure your food is not poisoned, I urge people to go and check out Wild Pastures, our link in the description. If you use that link, you get 20% off for life plus $15 off your first box. So 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasteurized pork, pasteurized chicken, and wild-caught seafood, all raised on regenerative family farms in 48 U.S. states. Of course, delivered to your door, temperature controlled. And it's no mRNA, no GMOs, no pesticides or any other chemicals. And this is a really good way to ensure you're saving the farmers while you at the same time are saving yourself from the poisons that they're attempting to put in the food supply. So let's get into this, my friends. This is from Natural News. It says USDA using unreliable PCR testing to depopulate poultry farms, crippling the US food supply. We recently saw many farms burn, and just like we saw factory fires the last couple of years, where cows were killed in massive numbers. And now we see this, as they claim the bird flu is spreading, and it's going to be one of the biggest die-offs of humanity in history. And of course, that means you can't eat eggs. Everyone eat what we're telling you to, or else you're killing grandma and you're killing your neighbor's kid. This is the same rhetoric that they did with the hoax that was COVID. So what does it say? Well, it says, out of an abundance, and I quote, out of an abundance of caution, the United States Department of Agriculture, USDA, has been depopulating poultry farms whenever a hen tests positive for avian influenza. These government-enforced depopulation schemes target millions of egg-laying hens, decimating large flocks of harmless animals. The Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development recently reported that a few birds tested positive for avian influenza at a major Michigan poultry facility. The birds at this facility were put under quarantine and scheduled to be killed en masse Herbrook's poultry ranch recently had a few hens test positive at their Green Meadow Organics facility, and entire flocks will be culled because of it. This is an issue that is occurring at greater frequency across the country. PCR fallibility is and disease pandemonium allows government agencies to cull entire flocks, driving food price inflation and cutting the food supply at risk, putting the food supply at risk. We know that PCR tests do not test for any specific illness. We know that if they're cycled high, it will come up positive no matter what. Fauci himself said that. So when you are going and you know, testing a bunch of chickens that are on the ground eating their own poop, because that's the chickens do that, and they're pecking each other's feathers and they are eating whatever bugs go by. And, you know, they tell us that we should eat the bugs, yet a lot of them have parasites. And besides, I'm not going to do that. But chickens do eat bugs. And yet in that case, oh, it's a risk because it could cause avian flu. But for us, it's good. We need to eat the bugs. See the back and forth here? It makes no sense. It's really just, it's not supposed to. It's part of an agenda in order to enslave us for eternity to a Logan's Run type civilization with, like, you know, a new Tower of Babel reigning over us. It says overzealous laws allow USDA to cull millions of harmless animals. Factory farms are notorious for raising chickens in unhealthy, crowded environments that do not consider the holistic health of the animals. This often causes the chickens to become more susceptible to sickness and more likely to spread infections. The animals are not allowed to roam freely and develop proper immunity to the pathogens in their environment. These animals are often subject to conditions, drugs, and vaccines that further weaken their ability to adapt to disease. Instead of allowing chicken populations to gain natural immunity, the government depopulates entire flocks and puts the next generation of chickens at greater risk due to waning herd immunity from generation to generation. Now, I'm not really a big fan of this idea of this herd immunity. I think that is a made up magical term for, you know, a myth that the pharmaceutical industrial complex created. I do think, however, that it's true. We need to, you know, stop mass murdering chickens in the face of a supply chain collapse under the guise of, well, we used a PCR test. So, you know, we have to mass murder chickens or else everyone's going to get sick. I have yet to see any evidence of that at all. And PCR tests, it's totally ridiculous to use a PCR test on massive flocks of chickens, because there's so many environmental factors that come into play there. But it says, to make matters worse, the USDA requires poultry farmers to use real-time quantitative PCR, RT-qPCR technology to determine whether a sick animal harbors avian influenza. If an animal tests positive, the producer must quarantine their flocks out of an abundance of caution and work with the state to come up with a depopulation plan. They have to wear masks too. You know, obviously not, but I'm just picturing this in relation to what they did to humanity in 2020 and 2021. Okay, they're quarantining them, and then they have to come up with a depopulation plan. Oh, vaccines. There we go. See, it's the exact same thing. All sent to the slaughter. It says the depopulation plan typically involves killing millions of animals that aren't even infected to allegedly protect the herd from a pandemic strain. On April 2nd, 2024, Calmaine Foods agreed to depopulate 1.6 million laying hens and 33,700 pullets at their facility in Parner County, Texas. Some of the birds tested positive for H1N5, one of the strains of highly pathogenic avian influenza that the latest PCR tests are calibrated to amplify. This is why we should not be dependent on big egg. We should be way more independent and getting these things from either local markets or getting them or making them ourselves, growing our own and building our own and having and raising chickens and all that. You know, the freedom that people want isn't convenient to get, because convenience is too easy and you only end up with tyranny, because tyranny comes under the guise of convenience. It says last year, Calmaine's Foods agreed to cull 1.6% of its flock at one of their Kansas facilities. Several companies across the country have culled millions of chickens throughout 2022 to 2024. These broad, hasty actions are harming the U.S. food supply and causing the price of animal meat to go up as meat and egg suppliers are threatened. And that's another thing, inflation. This is another way that they force us into this new system of carbon credits on CBDCs. But this also plays into it at the same time. And we'll go into more of how it's related after. But under Section 56.5, the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service of the USDA requires the destruction and disposal and cleaning and disinfection, virus elimination of premises, conveyances, and materials when an animal tests positive for avian influenza. Poultry that are affected with or exposed to H5/H7 LPAI may be required to be destroyed at the discretion of the cooperating state agency and the USDA Animal Health and Plant Inspection Service and in accordance with the initial state response and containment plan described in Section 56.10. PCR sensitivity, fallibility, and its role in decimating the U.S. food supply. It says the traditional method of diagnosing hens with avian flu involves intentional infection of embryonated eggs with samples taken directly from the trachea or the cloacae of avian species. The method allows for the proper subtyping of the influenza A virus. However, a more expedient diagnostic method has been introduced over the past two decades. The polymerase chain reaction is an alternative diagnostic method that allows for rapid and sensitive detection. That's PCR. This method uses nucleic acids from the blood or tissue samples and analyzes them for the presence of molecules specific to bird flu, which also it could be specific to many other things. So that also makes this not exactly correct. This method amplifies pieces of genetic material from viruses that may be left behind in tissue samples from previously sick animals. However, these amplifications may not always differentiate between serious avian flu infections and benign infections that have no symptoms to mild symptoms or of illness that could confer greater immunity throughout the herd. These PCR amplifications may deliver a positive result even after the organism has overcome an infection and has immunity. Well, that's what they say, again, with PCR tests in humans as well. It's well known that low pathogenicity avian influenza, LPAI, virus strains occur naturally in the wild migratory waterfowl and shorebirds, without causing illness. But PCR could misdiagnose these benign cases in as serious cases, leading to mass quarantine and culling of animals. Moreover, companies are developing a new PCR-based assays that encompass a broad selection of AIV subtypes, which increase the positive case count overall. For instance, scientists have been developing subtype-specific multiplex reverse transcription polymerase chain reaction, RT-PCR, tests to increase sensitivity to specific subtypes of the avian influenza virus type A, notably H5, H7, and H9. The laboratories may also use elevated cycle thresholds to inevitably generate more positives for leftover viral debris that is not infectious or is unrelated to the high pathogenic strains. This is what they do. They create new technologies that they claim are better, that are better at picking things up, but the reality is it just picks it up more, even though it's not there. And then they have an excuse, again, to wipe out the food supply. This is what they are doing. This is what they have been doing with the factory fires. They've been targeting it in so many ways. World War III, destruction of shipping ports, and of course, the attack on people based on food rations with CBDCs, which they've already done in some countries, including in Africa, where they're restricting people's access to food based on their carbon credit score. They have already built out the infrastructure for 15-minute cities. This is very much quickly approaching. And it's all by design. And we all know it's all by design. It's just that we keep seeing more and more examples of how they're doubling and tripling and quadrupling down on this. They are going after Welsh farmers. They are going after LNG exports. And this is causing a huge problem when it comes to shipping. And it makes the cost go up. And it means that there's less people willing to do it because it isn't worth the money in the trucking industry. And there's a lot of truckers backing off a lot of this kind of stuff. And it's just drying everything up at the same time as Saudi Arabia is now working with BRICS and leaving the dollar. I mean, it is every single thing is happening at the exact same time in full coordination. And of course, this is from Wall Street Apes. And it was regarding a video of this farmer at a grocery store looking at things and talking about how insect protein is already on your shelves. It says American farmer at a grocery store showing popular foods could soon have bugs added. And it says, in a quote, according to Drovers, PepsiCo is looking to use cricket proteins in products such as Cheetos and Quaker granola oats. Great. They already have paraquat, yeah, I think it's called paraquat or parmaquat, in those foods. So it's already making sure that your children don't hit puberty, or they actually change genders, or you can't have children, and all these kinds of things. So then I quote, there are at least six or seven companies in the world that's now using crickets insects to make flour. And I quote, Insect Gourmet says insect-related businesses in the Western world are producing insect proteins for foods, beverages, confectionaries, and other things such as butters, oils, and does as well as spice and seasoning. So it's most likely going to show up, not to be labeled, and you're not going to know. You're not going to know it, and pretty much everything you eat is expected to reach 4.6 billion in sales by 2027 and produce 1.4 million tons of insect protein. ADM Archer Midland Daniels is the process of producing insect foods in Decatur, Illinois, right now in partnership with Innova Foods. That's on the ADM website. It says the crickets are 60% protein. However, Iowa State University Entomology department says that the crickets are only about 12.9%. And this would explain why the NIH, when they do their comparisons of protein levels in cricket flowers, they compare them to plants, not animals. Cleveland Clinic said that about 30% of the cricket farms looked at having parasites that carry diseases to humans, and that edible insects are as underestimated reverse of human and animal parasites. There's a few typos in this that was written by this guy, which, by the way, is quoted from the video of the farmer, which you can find on Twitter at Wall Street Apes. But it says, yep, Cleveland Clinic said that they are an underestimated reservoir of parasites to humans and animals. According to the NIH, it is stated that they claim that the exoskeletons, or the chitin or chitlin, is a digestible fiber, but they don't know how it digests. Huh. From Daily Mail, PepsiCo experimenting with worms as a protein source for everything from drinks to snacks. PepsiCo Food Companies is looking to produce protein, or looking for protein sources for their food and drinks. The firm posted a request for new protein sources on an innovation website. It's looking for plant-based, fungi-based, or insect-based protein sources. They mention sources they've done extensive work with, including cricket powder, mealworms, mealworm powder, and duckweed, a plant that floats on fresh water. Mealworm powder is made of mealworms ground into a finer powder, but they can also be baked or fried, and they're usually used as bird feed or fishing ver. Wow, great. Yummy. I can't wait for this great reset that's supposed to be based on China, as Klaus Schwab says. Who isn't excited to eat bugs and get parasites and have all of our food rationed to us and never be able to make choices of what kind of food we want? It's going to be, Soylent Green, or maybe you can get some Soylent Yellow. At least the Soylent Yellow is just bugs. Soylent Green is people, my friends. Yeah, this is the direction that we're heading. And by the way, we also have Protix just bought by Tyson, which is one of the biggest chicken producers in the world. And they are hiring tens of thousands of illegal immigrants and immigrants alike, allegedly, to start working on this bug program. So they are really combining all issues, all problems together at once, and just try, I think it's almost like they're trying to make the rest of us go absolutely crazy with this. The EU's net zero retreat is gathering steam, says the Telegraph. Across Europe, 72 gigawatts worth of gas plants are being built as nations realize you cannot power a national grid on solar and wind alone. Of course not, but they've already gone after nuclear energy to a huge extent. Remember, I've seen so many examples. There's a nuclear physicist years ago in the 80s who would eat activated nuclear uranium. He would eat it and then lick the rest of it off his palm. He did not die from it. He had a heart attack 10 years later that was unrelated to the nuclear radiation that he was eating. He was saying it's safe. It's government and lobbyists and shadow governments that are trying to get everyone to believe that it's really bad for you. And if you look around Fukushima, animals have been flourishing even more so. If you look at a lot of these places, they've fudged the numbers greatly. Remember the movie The China Syndrome? It has Jane Fonda, Jack Lemmon, and Michael Douglas in an early role back in the 1970s. And they framed the image as the nuclear power plant were doing all these cover-ups and assassinating people who dare to speak out against them. And it was a big shadowy thing, which I'm not doubting that has happened before, but I felt like it was gaslighting. It was gaslighting to propagandize the industry, the environmental industry, in order to say nuclear energy is bad, oil is bad, and we all need to then bow on our knees to solar and wind, which can easily be shut down. And of course, in many cases, via 5G literally just stopped, and EMP attacks could cause massive catastrophes with that as well. So when I hear these, you know, stories about how they are, okay, we're going back on it a bit, we have to go back into natural gas, all that kind of stuff, it's like, well, we all knew that, and you all knew that. You're doing this on purpose. You are devastating the industry in order to bring about a new reset, because you cannot bring about that new reset without a crisis. You cannot let a good crisis go to waste, but they create the crisis. Problem, reaction, solution, repeat for eternity. That's a Hegelian dialectic, my friends. This out of technocracy.news, Tennessee Senate says no to mRNA vaccines and food. Okay, so we have some pushback going on here, which is good to see, but how long will it last? How much mRNA are they going to sneak into the food supply without them knowing? Because they've already found traces in the food supply, in the meats, in grocery stores. We have, of course, the University of California, which I've been talking about for years. Same with the University of Mexico City, pushing for vaccine, mRNA vaccine foods, lettuce, turnips, potatoes, etc. Where they can't even control the amount they're giving you. They're just mass murdering people by putting mRNA in food, and then it's modified RNA often, which gets through the digestive system without getting broken down. So Tennessee is saying no to that. So that is good news to see, of course. But I mean, we're still seeing the push and the encroachment at 10 times a rate than we're seeing the pushback. And it's kind of sad. Yes, we have massive farmer protests and all that kind of stuff. I mean, look, this happened again. Container ship reportedly lost power in New York City Harbor right before Verrazano Narrows Bridge. That's the third container ship, my friends. It did not crash into the bridge. It was stopped in the last second by a bunch of tugboats. But my goodness, why would this be happening if it's not just being normalized for cyber attacks, false like cyber attacks, to cause as much damage to the the supply chain as possible, therefore to force the world into being dependent on rations? That is the obvious goal. So there's pushback, and there's farmers uprising, and farmer uprisings everywhere, except for really not much in the U.S., though there is pushback by truckers in the U.S. But then at the same time, we have constant false flag attacks. Most people fall for the false flag attacks on both sides. You have the climate lobby, that the complete insane people that will say, well, we need to do all these things in order to stop climate change. So we need to destroy the food supply and starve people out. Absolutely batshit crazy people. But then on the other side, we have World War III and all that kind of stuff happening. A lot of people on the conservative side of things will acknowledge and accept ration foods, including even if it has bugs in it, because they'll say, well, we need to, because the grocery stores are destroyed because those damn Muslims over there, those damn whatever. And that's what they will put out. That's a narrative they'll put out. They'll say, well, because of war and those bad guys that we need to fight, all that kind of stuff. It's clear that they create two opposing sides, two opposing narratives in order to come to the same goal, which is food rations, which is a control of the food supply, which is part of one of the major tenets to the World Economic Forum's Great Reset agenda, which is, of course, food rations and 15-minute cities on carbon credits, where everyone is placated on drugs, playing video games all day, that using virtual reality connected to a web of essentially Skynet. This is what Yuval Noah Harari has said himself, and utilizing the Chinese model, which is what Klaus Schwab says, which, of course, premiered social credit many years ago as they called it Sesame Credit. I reported on that back in 2012. And people said I was crazy and it wasn't happening. And then it was admitted, and now it's full scale and everyone's normalized to it. And now they're doing it everywhere else. They launched the 15-minute cities, which I'm doing a documentary on. As many of you know, you could help support us and donate to that documentary fund in the description at the gogetfunding.com campaign. But I've been in a 15-minute city, and they're now putting in restrictions in some places so people cannot leave if they do not follow certain rules. They have to be stuck in their neighborhood. You will own nothing and you will be happy in a high rise that, of course, is completely surveilled, like they have with of course, China, where they are digging out roads to kick farmers out of rural communities and force them into big cities, into these high rises. They're literally taking tractors and backhoes and ripping up the roads so that they cannot travel anywhere, so that they're forced out of their town, and it just destroys the backbone of their economy. This is the goal for the West as well. And this is all part of the controlled demolition of the West in favor of the East, which is the Eastern Bloc, which will be BRICS, the Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, which now involves Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Egypt, many other countries, I believe Ethiopia. Many countries are joining this alliance in order to essentially force the hand of the New World Order, the New World Reserve Currency System, which is said to launch this year, which of course is conveniently a CBDC based on gold, quote unquote, but it's a CBDC. And most CBDCs are coming out this year or next. But with that, it just happens with all these disasters, environmental disasters, shipping disasters, cyber attacks, World War III, transhumanism, all these things, eugenics, all these things happening at the same time, bird flu, all these poisons in the food. It just happens. Oh, and I've almost forgot to add the most important part, the collapse of the US dollar. They just happen to have a solution to all of these things, the supply chain, the energy grid, the housing. Free housing for everyone, as long as you have a smart meter and you obey the CBDCs, which have carbon credits and social credit attached to it, attached to the 15-minute city in a unified ledger, as well as attached to, your right to drive and your right to eat certain kinds of foods. Of course, that will also be attached to this new world reserve currency where everything is tracked and traced because it's for the greater good of the greater number. That is what they will say. And it's just so blatantly obvious. They literally create a problem, get a reaction, they come in with a solution, and most people are too stupid to realize it. So they go along with the so-called solution for a little bit of relief. It's no different than people going and getting a vaccine because they say, oh, well, at least even though I don't believe in it, at least it'll be over soon. No, that is encouraging it to continue. And this is just a continuation of what we saw under the COVID hoax. So they're all interconnected. And basically, what they really want to do, they want to kill you. They hate humanity. And by they, I mean they, them, those who shall not be, the people in the shadows, the people running the banking system, much of them Israeli citizens, interestingly enough, all helping to collapse the West in order to replace it with the East, which the US has been involved in for a long time and propping up these countries that are now replacing it. People say, how could the US allow that to happen? Because they're doing it by design. Same with the UK, same with Canada. So this is an important point to make as we go forward here, because they're building a Tower of Babel. That is the point. They want to destroy the food supply, destroy the energy supply, destroy the housing market, destroy the economy, to force a change, to create a new version of it, all while there's fear and emergency orders and declarations in place, and people are dying and getting sick, so that they can force the point on us and say, you're a bad person and you're killing other people and you're making other people starve. If you do not do this, this is the tactic of Soviet Russia, but with extreme technocracy, which was actually built up by Bolsheviks and, of course, the Rockefellers in the early 1900s as an agenda, and really brought to life with the Trilateral Commission in the 1970s, which used China as a guinea pig state. So it all goes full circle now. So anyway, that is the goal. That is the agenda. They build a new Tower of Babel. We must build a road that does not lead to Rome. When they say all of them lead to Rome, we must create a new one that's bumpier, slower, less convenient, but it's the right way to go because, of course, tyranny comes under the guise of convenience. And we need to create a road less traveled to get around this Tower of Babel that they are building. And in doing so, we will be able to build up a beautiful, bright new civilization with our children and our grandchildren from the ashes of the former civilization, the totalitarian technocratic civilization, which will eventually fall. Things will get worse before they get better, but they will get better because good overcomes evil eventually, and that Tower of Babel will fall again. But we need to prepare today to manipulate and move and direct ourselves around the destruction, around the tyranny, around the control system meant to destroy humanity. This is a war on humanity. And if there's a war on humanity, as I always say, the solution is to be more human, be more empathetic, be more conscious, be more free. These are the basis of humanity, independence and self-responsibility. So we must get prepared today if we want to be on the outside looking in later rather than the inside looking out. My friends, I urge people to go and check out heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. Of course, there's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, books on how to get started. Use code WAM, WAM, and you save 5% on these products and you get free shipping in the USA. This is unbelievably important. This is a solution, one of the main solutions. So you don't have to depend on their food later. They can't hold that over your head to force you into starvation and eventually dependence. This is a way to ensure that you stay free and your family stays free. What are people waiting for? This is the future of you, your family, your children, your grandchildren. This is the future for you. This is the first currency the world ever had, food. And you have organic kits here. I urge people to get the longer packages because you're saving more money. And I mean, look, 62 serving organic kit for $202. People say, oh, that's a lot. 62 servings is a lot of food. How much are you paying at the grocery stores for 62 servings? How much are you paying when you go to a restaurant? Let's say you go to two restaurants a week. You are getting what, five, six servings? And if you have if you're with your wife or whatever it might be, think of how much that costs nowadays. So you're saving money on this today, never mind tomorrow when all the inflation goes through the roof. So again, use code WAM, W-A-M. And as I mentioned before, a way to help support the farmers and make sure your food is safe from mRNA and bugs and all that kind of stuff. Go to that link for Wild Pastures, 20% off your life plus $15 off your first box, 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken, and wild-caught seafood, all non-modified RNA, no mRNA, no GMOs, no pesticides, antibiotics, hormones, chemicals of any other kind, all raised on regenerative family farms in 48 U.S. states, delivered to your door, temperature-controlled, and customized however you see fit. Very important stuff, helping support the farmers, supporting yourself, supporting your health. This is one of the big opportunities that people have. And I urge people to check that link to get that deal all in the description, or if you're on Twitter below the video. And again, there's so many other options here. I urge people to go to firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult, where you can book an appointment with Mark Gonzalez and buy physical gold and silver today. This is a way to ensure that you aren't completely dependent on the banking system, which they will utilize your own money to control you later. So schedule an appointment for a free consultation with Mark Gonzalez. He's a really good guy. Make sure you use our link and make sure you're scheduling with Mark Gonzalez and you get a complimentary investor package. Again, if you go to the comments when you sign up, make sure to let them know that you found them through World Alternative Media or WAM. We appreciate it. And as always, my friends, there's many other opportunities out there for you to stay safe. Again, Lion Energy, so you can get solar panels, batteries, chargers, generators, etc. No one ever gets from this. I don't care. I'm still putting it out there because this means that you aren't dependent on the government grid. Again, you can use our link and you get free shipping and you get a bunch of money off on these products. So make sure to check that out below as well. Of course, we have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. Again, this is one of the most important ones that we have out here because they're trying to kill us. And this is a good way to actually give them a big middle finger. Stock up on this stuff. It'll eventually be banned. And but the background, the testimonies are amazing. We've done a lot of videos on it, and I urge you to check out those videos, including our video recently on Kate Middleton, where we talk with John Richardson Jr. on this subject. Of course, we also have things like madtravnutrition.com, where you can buy 100% organic Peruvian coffee. And of course, this is all from Jamie Ike over at Iconic. He's selling Manuka honey as well, which I urge people to go and get. And, mushroom tinctures, which are really good for you. So use code Josh, J-O-S-H, over at madtravnutrition.com, as well as at RNC store. Both of them, you use code Josh, and you'll save money on these. Finally, to cut it all off here, because, I've been droning on for a while here, I urge people to go and check out our gogetfunding.com campaigns below, because it is helping keep us alive, and we could not survive without you, my friends. We have gone completely bankrupt. I have moved out of my home. I'm traveling right now, and I cannot do it without you guys. It's saving me money to live in cheaper places, in small Airbnbs. And I'm waiting on a worker visa for a big thing that I'm going to announce soon, a big announcement that I'm looking forward to bringing you. But for the time being, we cannot survive without you guys. So we appreciate any help we can get. Of course, that's gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. There's a Bitcoin address and there's a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please, including privacy coins, which I find are also very important to getting around this whole system. As always, hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, hit subscribe if you have not yet already. Find us on things like Telegram, Rockfin, Bandoff Video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. It's a mouthful. And of course, Hive, Steam It, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson. You can find us on the Bad Guys TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter, and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the other and all the podcast platforms except for, of course, Spotify. I appreciate everyone watching. Live by example, live freely always, my friends. Until next time, this is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.